President George W. Bush was on NBC's Meet the Press on February 8, 2004, where he admitted that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction or the ability to create them, though he defended himself by saying Saddam Hussein did prove to be a grave and gathering threat. With those words, we're still in multiple wars, but I'll tell you, the minute that Meet the Press episode ended, my fiance turned to me and told me she was leaving. After we talked for a few minutes more, she walked out the door, sent somebody for her stuff sometime throughout the week. It wasn't until Friday that I finally had time to blow off some steam, which I did, and it ended with me driving recklessly. At least that was the charge. I lost my license for about 6 months in the process. Only trouble was, I was a traveling salesman. Luckily, I was local in nature, and I did my best to stay off the roads. I binge-watched Sopranos on VHS that I rented from some sort of video store, and only made the calls I had to make. But all of a sudden, there was a new employee at the NBC station. Her name was Chelsea. She was a former Miss Teen Florida. Beautiful girl she was, not everything up top. Now, I say all that to tell you she also dated a local Tallahassee policeman. Maybe I shouldn't have said the city or her name, but that's all right because you'll see nothing happened. I was tasked though with taking her out and training her, so we were in my car often, newly single guy and this amorous young girl. Well, I'm showing her the ropes. It was really great to take a pretty teen queen into some of these businesses that I was trying to sell. At one point, though, you know, I do like to slack off. I stopped by my house just to get high, and she ended up on my bed. Now, she invited me to come in my bedroom, too, and I was like, I don't think so, because all I could picture was this traveling salesman without a license driving around, suddenly getting stopped by a policeman who knows that's the guy that did so-and-so. I don't want to get beat with a sack of doorknobs or get locked into a room in the jail that no one knows about. So I kept my nose clean, and I recommend that you do the same. While we talk about babysitting, Bill Gates, and the long arm of the law as we lock into some joshing around. Where do we go from here? Well, there's nowhere to go but up. So everybody point your eyes to the sky and cup your hands together and clap them so loud. Like I said before, man, we want to be so proud. We're standing tall with our shoulders up straight. And I am telling you that I will stand up, hold my hand and never hesitate. Pick me, please. And let's go. Let's start the show. I watch a lot of Live PD, and apparently most of the people pulled over by police on this show don't have a valid driver's license, and that's the downward spiral that can really start to get you. Now, the driver's license typically got suspended for some other mistake, an invalid tag, no insurance, something like that. But once you get caught driving on a suspended, then you're arrested and the fees pile up, and it's really hard to get out of that. See, the law should work like the human spine. It's best when it's working for you and you don't even notice it. Once you do, though, that's when it becomes a real pain. Everybody help me out. Call into the show. I need a lifeline. Somebody put something else inside of my mind except the topics that we've got of the day, because I want to hear what everybody else has to say. Anchor.fm/joshing around. They hit the message button and speak up, but not too loud. Okay, and don't make it too long or go on and on and on, because nobody wants to hear that. Come on, man. My crazy ex-wife's going through some legal drama right now. I think we got into it before. She was drunk and disorderly, maybe a little more. The cops came. She started screaming at them, threatened to kill the cops, their families, and even the police dog. Now, that's just not right. She called me yesterday. It was more of a nanny-nanny-boo-boo type call. She thought her charges had been dropped, but luckily, that was just the crazy talking. Instead, she's been set up for a jury trial on June 5th, so to be continued on that.
My man joshing around, he ain't never been a clown and he's always down though. They be looking like, damn, can I get up on the front stage or in the front row? Either way, I wanna get closer. They be looking like he's a host with the most of this. Everybody looking like he got excitement when you know what it is. I just appreciate the vibes, appreciate the love, appreciate everything that you do. Your show is like a hidden gem and everybody needs to hear it once or twice when you get on the mic. I can't help but get drawn in and listen. Tell me what it is that you wanna do with your life and what's your mission. I could picture you doing this full time. They be looking like, damn, he got full mind and he gotta come out in a couple lines. I understand what it is when you send. I'm gonna tell you the same thing that I always tell everybody. My name ring whenever you wanna be like bells. Well, let's zing. I can go right here with a zing, zing, zing. go real fast, put it in the cast, body break a beat, then I make that last. They be looking like, damn, can I get the cash? I was like, mm-hmm, oh yeah, yeah, wait up, break, break, wait up, break, break.
I heard a man mention that he had recently paid the muzzle tax by getting pest control for his house. What's the muzzle tax? I asked. Well, he said, my wife had been complaining about all the bugs in the house, so I paid for pest control in an effort to shut her up. Oh, I see. So the muzzle tax is doing the right thing, but for all the wrong reasons. Pompous as I be, I still try to be nice. And if I ever go solo, my favorite MC still be Fife, right? So diabetes will get you and get you fast. So sweetie, watch out how much tea you put in my glass. Okay, now I don't want to be unsweet, though. I'd rather have just a little sugar and lose a toe. So pass the gummy bears over this way. It's the payday that I need, man. Give me a break. We've found a great new babysitter, and it's allowed me to share some new tips. The first one is, hire that babysitter in the daytime so that they have to do all the work. Enough of this, let's go out at 7, 8, or 9, so the babysitter just gets to watch my TV and bask in the AC. No. I want to see you here at noon, so you earn the $10 an hour, because that is my rate. Now, I don't just hire a babysitter for a couple hours or two, because then when you're late, they're like, man, $10 could have been 20 or whatever. No, I go out for 10 hours at a time, so I'm handing them a hundo, and they don't say a word. The last tip, though, is try and negotiate that rate for an overnight. That way, you've got a babysitter that's just watching kids sleep, so why pay $10 an hour when you could just pay $5? Now, it takes some serious negotiating skills, and you have to remember that the person you're bargaining with will be watching your kids, but if you're willing to risk it, you're going to have a lot of cheap free time. Several have been issued, and while I haven't been up to the task each and every time, I do welcome a good freestyle challenge. In bombs was hot. Now I'm not gonna tell you what mom said, but get what you got was mostly what had to be seen, and the kids should be seen. I heard, take it from me, cause I got thrown into my room a whole lot, but the Wheel of Fortune came and Sage Act helped out. Oh, Van has been over that letter, cause I don't wanna hear another end. That sin I'm gonna carry to my grave just hearing the word. It's absurd to go back to listen to the show if you don't know what I'm saying, but I'm spraying these words. I'm gonna tell you that I know that it happened to be. I was right there cause it happened to me, but I'm gonna get through it, and I'll tell you I won't do it to the kids. I'm not gonna make them relive everything that I had to do, so prove that you can make a better life for anybody that's living with you, but be true to you. Make it true. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Friend of the show, Craig Harshaw, was reliving a memory of when he was 12 years old and assigned to make a dream board for a school project. On it, he had a picture of his high-rise apartment full of golden tapestries, his model wife, fancy cars, helicopters, golf courses, and aspirations to one day become the president. To which his teacher said, throw this in the trash and get to work on what I assigned. Now, Craig, I'm not your teacher. I say follow your dreams because truly, anything is possible.
I really appreciate those words, Josh. You know, you are right. I am going to open up a magazine right now, begin cutting out pictures, and start my new dream board. I don't know why I gave up. Every little boy deserves a chance to make a transition from jerking off to porn stars to banging a porn star. And if Trump has taught us anything, it's that it is possible. And if we put our brains to it and our money, we can do all of that. So hell yeah, Josh. I want to hear about your dream board and what you're going to make up next time. Stay classy, my fellow outlier.
Thanks for asking. In fact, you can see my dream board in the new Joshing Around logo. It's got everything that makes life worth living. Life's not just a straight line to the top. No, it zigs and zags. And you can see that bell curve, and man, it is a drag when you're pulling it all down. But don't get down on yourself, cause you're right here. And life's not about building that wealth. It's about passing on what you have learned. It's about being right here. And guess what? A boat doesn't easily turn, so you gotta just keep going and suddenly start to veer now. You gotta figure it out, and you can weird out while other people wild. And I understand that now we don't always fit in the same style, and a circle peg don't fit in a square hole. And I'm not telling you you're square, dog. Just chill out, man, roll the dice a little and you see the sevens come up a little more than anything else. But that doesn't mean that those twos are any weaker in that straight up, hard eight up. Man, I don't win a eight up.
You're pretty funny.
Funny. Fortune to the Fury, infuriate to the Fast. And everybody sees that they're not gonna win the dash, cause somebody finishes last, that's just the way a race works. What you gonna do when you finally get your face first into the dirt and taste that sand? You gonna feel so bad? No, just dust off your hands and get back up into that race like Cake said. Go the distance, man, it doesn't matter if you fake, man. Keep on going, be true to you, and right there in your soul where your slows down every single day, pound hard on that pavement. It means a lot to me that you keep going. This race is not over, see you at the finish line. Out, I'm gonna find out how we gonna get there so fast in our mind now. I felt like I woke up to an episode of Real House Husbands of America this morning when I saw Bill Gates was throwing shade on President Trump. Among other things, Bill Gates says that Donald Trump has asked him on two separate occasions if HPV and HIV are the same thing. You know you have problems when Microsoft founder Bill Gates is going after you, and that's got to make President Trump want to go hard, because to him...
My name is my name.
I was born in 1979. I wanted to be these guys so bad. Just jumping around in beanie caps and like, what you think of that? And that. But mom was like, no, whoa, because you're from Florida, such a slow you rolled. And I was like, man, I don't want to paddle out. Just want to grab a microphone and battle out. So when I got to college, threw my backpack on, I was ready to go at anybody. But guess what? I was a pawn, got kinged many a times and got rooked, got beat up, left out, jumped out, stood. Yeah, guess what? Lost all my shoes, and I had to prove that I didn't have the clues. Man, the blues I was singing, but deliver them back, and now I'm here, come on. Who wants combat? I will attack from the back and the side. I'm Sun Tzu, son, so come out my mind. When it comes to names, apparently I know enough famous people that I get to drop some names here and there in the show. When I do that, I do like to reach out to those people on the blogs and say, hey, just so you know, I mentioned your name. As you see, I'm pretty careful with last names, except for Miss Grover, who lied to me in humanities class. I haven't really spilled anybody else's identities, and I'll do the same for you. If you want to be a super fan of the show, if you know of anyone famous, share the show with them. In fact, that's the best thing you can do to help this show grow, is submit call-ins, send emails to joshuaaround@gmail.com, go to Twitter @joshuaaround or Instagram, same handle, and then subscribe on iTunes and share the show with your friends. I appreciate all the help. Get the babysitter on the line. Tell her the president's on the phone. It's been hard, we put the little barons at bay. It's time to relax and stop parenting. Take it from me, apparently, I do this all the time. I've got a better mind and better looking skin too. You can see me glistening, listening. You hear it coming through and that's my smile. You can have one too. I'm not saying that I'm better than you. Just relax, man. Look at me. You see those double feet up in the sand? Those are my tracks. And you can find me too. If you're not native, that's fine, man. Just take a flight. And now find out, it's always better here in the sun, and we can talk about it next week too. So thank everybody for coming through. If your resolve for work has weakened, congrats, my friend. You've made it to the weekend. And with that, it's time to end the show. Go out into the world with good intel that every day will be great. Remember, when Windows closes, another door opens. It's our task to manage a way through it. Thanks for all your participation and appreciation this week. I hope the music today made you dance, if only because it gives me joy to imagine many oscillating fans. One more tip, if your dream board features a family, make sure you tack on a babysitter to ease the stress here and there. Now and always, keep it legal and be safe out there until the next time we pull over and start joshing around.
Let me dial that back. Here we go. Yeah. Yo, my bad, I'm just joshing around. I'm gonna mix this the best. A little bit loud. Yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit loud when we coming in, kinda proud on the flow. I don't know what I'm gonna freestyle about yet, yo. And what first comes to mind, it's the Florida. Hit the Gators, hey, up in my rhyme. Talk about I'm out in the deep sea fishing. I'm talking about that current that be going down, and you wishing that a hurricane don't be coming up. It's raining in the daytime and it's nice as what? I'm talking about what you gonna say. We visiting the beach and we having so much fun with the family. Epcot Center, Disney World on the flow. He's chilling here in Florida, enjoying the sun, yo.
Wait a minute, that cue was raggedy. Okay, one more time, back it up. Serving up another bitter cup. I need some tea because my throat is kind of scratchy. Yeah, that's me, G Forte, coming through. Verbal rhyme sprays and sayings from, you know, wise men and quotes from scriptures. You know I'm gonna hit you with whatever comes to mind before the beat rewinds. Yeah, I rewinded it so the beat can drop now. Yeah, the beat drops now, and you know how. Yeah, you know how I do what it is that I do. Coming for a Freestyle Friday crew reunion, yeah. And soon, we'll be back at it. But until I, like, keep my breath baited like I was an asthmatic and come from the attic, from the top of my dome. Never go home until the set's wrecked. Yes,